From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The California Supreme Court yesterday rejected challenges to its ruling permitting same-sex couples to wed. That means gay couples looking to get hitched can do so on June 17th. But in November, California voters will get a chance to decide whether to reinstate a same-sex marriage ban. It's official. After the driest spring on record in Northern California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says the state is in a drought. Last year was dry, too, and water levels in many of the state's reservoirs are far below normal. Tamara Keith has more.
Just a month ago, state water officials weren't willing to use the D word. But the tune changed after a dry May and further evaporation of Sierra snowpack.
I'm signing an executive order proclaiming a statewide drought.
The executive order will make it easier to move water to areas of the state experiencing shortages and calls on water agencies to promote conservation.
We are asking Californians and let them know that there is a serious drought and that we have a problem. We want everyone to work together to conserve water.
Already, many water districts around the state have asked their customers to conserve. In some Bay Area cities and Long Beach, cutting water use is mandatory now. In the Sacramento Suburban Water District, outdoor watering is limited to an odd-even schedule. And in the agricultural powerhouse Westlands Water District, rationing is in place. Farmland is being fallowed. Fresno County farmer Dan Arataberry says he left 320 acres unplanted this year.
Garlic and some tomatoes, and we've not planted as much lettuce, and the fall lettuce it may be in complete jeopardy. So we're trimming as much as feasible.
For farms and cities whose water travels through the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the lack of water is exacerbated by a regulatory drought. A court order restricts pumping from the Delta to protect the tiny Delta smelt. For state water managers, conservation now could be critical later. Lester Snow heads the State Department of Water Resources.
And the point here is that the extent to which people conserve water now, there'll be more water in their groundwater basin next year if it's a drought, or there'll be more water in their reservoir next year.
It was energy conservation that kept the lights on during the energy crisis. It's water conservation that's going to keep California's taps flowing this year.
Barry Nelson is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
It's the cheapest, fastest, cleanest way of meeting our needs. During a drought, necessarily, you have to focus on tools that'll produce results in the short term. And in the short term, there's really no doubt that the backbone of California's effort has to be water conservation.
But Governor Schwarzenegger wants more than conservation. He's calling on legislators to reconsider his proposal for a water bond to build new dams and shore up water supplies. Democrats say they're open to discussions, but given the state's multi-billion dollar deficit and heavy debt load, the timing could be troublesome. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
The state agreed yesterday to provide juveniles accused of violating parole, attorneys, and timely hearings, settling a federal class action lawsuit. The young plaintiffs, former wards of California's Juvenile Justice Division, allege their rights to due process were violated when they were detained for months without counsel or a hearing, often on charges for things like consuming alcohol or traffic offenses. An appellate court ruling yesterday upheld the governor's decision to transfer inmates out of state prisons to offset overcrowding. The governor hailed the decision in a statement, writing it comes at a critical juncture as California struggles with a prison system filled to twice its designed capacity. Chronic overcrowding sparked a class action lawsuit against the federal government and a contractor that runs an immigration detention center in Otay Mesa near the Mexican border. Yesterday, they announced they've reached a settlement deal to address conditions plaintiffs claimed were unconstitutional. KPBS reporter Amy Isaacson has more.
The ACLU filed the suit in federal court early last year that alleged overcrowding at the Otay immigration lockup threatened detainees' health and safety. David Blair Loy with the ACLU in San Diego says the settlement recognizes the fact that the facility has a capacity that should not be exceeded.
It stands for the principle that, you know, immigration detainees, like other non-criminal detainees, are entitled to humane conditions of confinement.
Last January, people were jammed 3 to cells designed for 2. One person was forced to sleep on the floor next to the toilet. People complained about being sprayed with urine when someone got up at night to go to the bathroom. They also said the overcrowding delayed medical care. A judge still must approve the agreement. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
In an effort to stop drug dealers and addicts who collect dangerous narcotics from multiple doctors, State Attorney General Jerry Brown has announced a plan to create an online prescription drug database available to doctors and pharmacists. But privacy advocates worry about the security of the system. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
5 years ago, Bob Pack's 7- and 10-year-old children were killed by a driver who, in the weeks leading up to the accident, had taken 300 pills obtained from 6 different doctors. None of the doctors knew the others were prescribing the same medication. This kind of prescription drug abuse is called doctor shopping, and a new state plan promises to put an end to it.
This woman was the ultimate doctor shopper. She is the prime example of what we're trying to prevent. And by bringing real-time access to doctors, they now have a prevention tool that they can use prior to prescribing medication, and for pharmacists, access to this tool prior to filling a prescription.
PAC joined California Attorney General Jerry Brown yesterday to announce the creation of an online database which will allow doctors and pharmacists to quickly review prescription information to help prevent doctor shopping. It will also allow law enforcement to track those responsible for the more than 2 million fraudulent prescriptions obtained each year in California. The $3.5 million database will be paid for by private sources like insurance giant Kaiser Permanente because, admitted Brown, the state doesn't have any money for it. An insurance company funding a database filled with private patient information for millions of Californians is a big concern for consumer rights advocates like Zach Caldvier of the Consumer Federation of California.
We really must be careful not to open a Pandora's box in which, in this case, almost the ever-expanding, you know, war on drugs is continued to be used as an argument for the increasing assault on an individual's right to privacy.
State officials say the new database is accessible only to authorized medical regulatory boards, law enforcement agencies, doctors, and pharmacies. Officials say the database will carry encryption technology to protect against hackers. A state official says at least 3 other states have safely compiled similar databases. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Thursday, June 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.